Listening Library presents Playing for the Devil's Fire by Philippe Diedrich, read for you by Ozzy Rodriguez. Chapter 1. It was a hot Sunday morning when we discovered the severed head of Enrique Quintanilla propped on the ledge of one of the cement planters in the plaza. Father Gregorio had just finished Mass. His congregants shuffled slowly out of Nuestra Señora del Socorro. The men, dressed in pressed polyester slacks and shirts and shiny cowboy boots, put on their Western hats and gathered in groups, while the women waited under the ovals of shade cast by the small bay trees near the fence. Mosca, Pepino, and I ran to the opposite side of the church, where the ground wasn't paved, and the hard dirt was perfect for playing marbles. Mosca had been bragging all morning about the devil's fire marble he'd won the day before from some kid in his neighborhood. The devil's fire was a legend. El Diablito Rojo. None of us had ever seen a devil's fire marble before. I thought it was a myth, one of those lies older kids tell to tease the younger ones. But Mosca was one of the best marble players in Isayok. And he wasn't a liar. If he said he'd won a devil's fire, it had to be true. I wanted to see it. Pepino wanted a chance to win it. Mosca was my best friend. His real name was Esteban Rodriguez, but he was short and tough and fast and had big round bug eyes like a fly. That's how he got the nickname.